Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. And it's the season for fresh vitamin C. You're wondering, what in the world is going on? Why is she talking about that? But with so many people sick these days, myself included, for the last 8 days, with sniffles, cough, sore throat, fever, we need to build up our immune system. There are different ways of doing this. And I remember a few years ago when we took care of my father-in-law, I was forced into getting the flu shot and pneumonia shot. And they were telling me to have a healthy and balanced nutrition, getting enough fresh vitamin C, et cetera, et cetera. And I just go, oh, well, you know, I mean, I did what I needed to do. So the story goes on. I was sick 2 hours after I got the two shots. I was sick forever. I mean, for 3 months, I couldn't even talk. They, as the doctors, put me on prednisone to help me get rid of the inflammation, to help me heal, because my vocal cords were totally twisted, which didn't allow me to have sound coming out anymore. I was like a mute for 3 months without sound, and I love to talk and sing. You guys know, I mean, I wouldn't have a talk show if I wouldn't love to talk and share information. So that was one of the things. So I was for 4 big rounds on prednisone, and I blew up like Violet in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And by seeing that I gained so much weight, I got depressed. And, you know, it's just a catch-22. So finally, I got healthy again. And that was to my father-in-law passed almost 2.5 years ago. And we were thrilled to have him and give him 6 years more of his life than he had, you know, that he anticipated or the doctors anticipated. We had a lot of fun and did a lot of great things together. But for me to feel that sick was really crazy. So this year I decided I'm going to help myself as far as I can the natural way. As I said, with vitamin C, lemons, tangerines, mandarins, oranges, grapefruit. And I am not talking about the store-bought ones. Not that there's anything wrong with those. However, truth be told, the store-bought ones get picked at least 3 to 6 weeks before they're on the shelf. So they still have to be picked green so they can be transported from where they get harvested to where they need to go on the shelf without getting damaged. Because, you know, when you go buy fruits or veggies, you look for the perfection of the produce and you don't want anything that's bruised or starting to go bad or whatnot. And that's why they always, always, always have to harvest fruits and vegetables way before the time so they can actually transport them healthy to the place. However, having said that, you need to be aware that, you know, the quality suffers. There's not the full vitamin C or the full vitamins in general. The nutrition is not fully there because it did not grow ripe before it was harvested. So what I'm talking about is I have my own lemon tree, but my hubby and I have friends who have a citrus orchard And we just got fresh fruit from them. They harvested it, and within a day or so, we got it fresh from the tree. And I remember, as a child, I never liked the grapefruit. I was born and raised in Switzerland, so I don't know where we got the stuff from, probably Sicily or other places. Sicily is relatively close to Switzerland because it goes through Italy, which borders Switzerland, to Sicily, which is at the toes of Italy. And so it's not that long of a trip. However, I felt like everything was sour. And the way Mom made us eat it was peeled the grapefruit like an orange and gave us slices. And I think it's the membrane and the white coating that's over the slice that is so bitter. And I never liked it. And Mom, in her wisdom at that time, so many decades ago, decided, well, we've always done it this way. Let's put some salt over it. It takes the acidity out. It takes the sourness out. And then you can enjoy it. Well, wouldn't say enjoy it, eat it. But when I just got the fresh ones off the tree from our friends, my husband cut it in half. Then he took a sharp little knife and cut along all the membranes of the grapefruit slices so I could actually spoon them out with my grapefruit spoon. And oh, wow. I started feeling better within a day just by eating one fresh grapefruit a day because it's so high in vitamin C. It's so fresh. It's so juicy. And there was nothing sour or bitter about. And so when I had everything scooped out and enjoyed the whole grapefruit, both sides, both halves, we squeezed the rest so we could get every little drop of juice, which I drank too. And it was the most pleasurable grapefruit ever had. And I didn't like the white ones because of that experience as a child. Well, truth be told, try something new. Get them fresh. Make friends with somebody who has a tree. Trade for something else you have and they don't have. Do whatever it takes so you don't have to go to the chemical vitamin C, which is also called ascorbic acid. Make sure you get a nice dose. Well, recommendation in some areas is 60 milligrams a day. That is just for maintenance. Vitamin C is water soluble, and what you don't need, you flush out. So I go for a whole grapefruit, which is definitely more than 60 milligrams of vitamin C. And it has helped. Why am I so strong on the vitamin C right now? Well, it is actually one of the most effective and safest nutrients. As I said, it's water soluble and a very powerful antioxidant in the synthesis of collagen, which helps to make blood vessels and body muscles strong. The human body does not have the capacity to generate vitamin C. Therefore, it needs to be received through food daily. Some of the foods that are high in vitamin C are strawberries, raspberries, cabbage, cauliflowers, leafy vegetables, red peppers, potatoes, broccoli, chili, watercress, parsley, Brussels sprouts, and many others, actually. Why is it so important? What are some of the health benefits? Well, vitamin C is an important source, and it helps prevent scurvy, treats common cold, lowers hypertension, treats vasodilation, cures lead toxicity, cures cataracts, which is an eye disorder, treats cancer, combats stroke, improves your mood, boosts immunity, repairs wounds, controls asthma, cures diabetes, prevents heart disease. I mean, how much better can it get than this, having all these benefits just from vitamin C? Now, if you don't have access to your own lemon tree, grapefruit tree, orange tree, tangerines, whatever, or leafy greens, whatnot, there are other ways you can get it. However, I prefer the natural way. Now, Airborne is actually a wonderful product also, and that has been created by a teacher who was always exposed to sick children, and she couldn't afford getting sick or she couldn't teach, so she developed the product Airborne, and it comes in two or three different flavors. One is grapefruit, one is orange, and one is, I think, lemon or lime. And you can get them at almost any store. It's an effervescent little tablet that you put in some water and drink it. And it's pretty good, but it's not the same as the pure vitamin C that you get from fresh produce right off the tree. Actually, vitamin C also lowers hypertension. Did you know that? So when you have high blood pressure and you take vitamin C, it just helps you to lower it. And so these are actually amazing things. And I can attest to that it improves your mood. Because since I've had the grapefruit, I was out of it before. My mood has gone up tremendously and I start feeling so much better. And my breathing is better too. I have asthma and it controls asthma. And I didn't even know that. I realized I was doing better by walking up and down the stairs and not wheezing. And I go, wow, this is pretty awesome. So this is actually quite wonderful. I did include a link for you guys to go and check out 8 top benefits of grapefruit health. And I just want to make sure you have some information that is good for you. And always, when in doubt or when you're on medication, and it says no grapefruit, check with your doctor. Also, read the small print on your medication where it usually says don't go over 8 ounces of grapefruit juice. Well, if you eat a grapefruit and you have all the fiber and all the fresh vitamins, you normally do not get 8 ounces. So you can easily eat a small to medium-sized grapefruit. However, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing it. I'm just telling you what I went through with myself, my father-in-law, and my husband, who have and had all been on some blood pressure medication where it says no grapefruit. But when we really studied it and read at the bottom, it says not above 8 ounces. So I have another little quote here written by Andrew W. Saul, Fire Your Doctor, How to Be Independently Healthy. And he says, vitamin C is the world's best natural antibiotic, antiviral, antioxidant, and antihistamine. This book, book's recurring emphasis on vitamin C might suggest that I'm offering a song with only one verse. Not so. As English literature concentrates on Shakespeare, so orthomolecular megavitamin therapy concentrates on vitamin C. Let the great be given their due. The importance of vitamin C cannot be overemphasized. So having shared this information with you, I just want to wish all of you a happy, healthy, and empowered week. And you can go on my web, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, to connect with me if you want to give me feedback or ask me questions about health, and or if you need help to get healthy, to get rid of some medication, to lose some weight, or whatever it is, as long as it's health-related. I can see if we're a perfect fit and if I can help you, and I'd be more than happy to. Or you can send me a text or a voicemail at 562-335-4956. Remember, the clearer the message, the easier it is for me to get back with you and answer your question or set you up for an appointment or for a show with me. I wish you guys a great week.